Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive. Jive Talk here on a Wednesday. Mike Furch is with us as we enter into our weekly Top 10 Wednesday segment. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be joined by Dr. Brent Rockley, Wesley Emergency Room Physician. We'll make our picks with Jamin and Duda, and our educator that we highlight will be Derby High School's Ed Belson. We look forward to all of that coming up on tomorrow's show. It's time for Top 10 Wednesday. Mike, you've got comedians. Jeff, you got celebrity impersonations. And I've taken golfers in honor of the U.S. Open, which starts tomorrow. So I'll go first with my number 10. And these are my favorite golfers.
Favorite golfers.
Not the golfers I deem to be the best, but my favorite golfers. Number 10 on my list is Jason Day.
Really? And he's been all time?
He's been one of my favorites. Jeff, he's been one of my favorites since for about 5 or 6 years, ever since he encountered an illness while he was playing. Do you remember that? He got dizzy and had to go sit down. And I just admire Jason Day, and I like him. He's number 10 on my list of all-time golfers. Jeff, where are you with...
Old sit-down Jason, we call him.
Where are you with this boring
Well, a lot of these are going to fall flat because people just haven't...
When you introduce your... And this is 2 days in a row. You have a responsibility of doing a good job on this and of producing
I've done a
really
great
good
job.
Game on Tuesday. And both days you've said... This is going to fall flat.
No, I'm saying it's with our audience it will fall flat because I love these impressions, but a lot of people either haven't heard them. But there's a wrestling podcast out there with Bruce Pritchard, who's now a writer for WWE SmackDown. And number 10 is Bruce Pritchard's impression of fellow wrestling personality Jim Cornette.
Crickets.
That was obvious that it was going to be crickets, but it's a hilarious impression, and I love it. And I'll.
Well, why don't you give Max a tape or tell him where to find it so that, you know, we could give our audience.
Well, because he can't do the Jim Cornette impression without dropping an MF bomb.
What do you have, Mike, for your list of top 10 comedians?
And here I was, out of respect to Jeff, throwing this guy in there, Bernie Mac.
My man.
Now, is he legitimately one of your favorite comedians, or is that all for Jeff?
It wasn't all for Jeff. I love his stand-up. He does a great stand-up routine. It's really pretty funny. And so he's on a lot of top 50 list, and he's much lower than the top 10, but he would be in my top 10 for sure.
God rest his soul. We love Bernie Mac.
We miss Bernie Mac. Yeah. He probably wouldn't make my top 10, but he would make Jeff's. Maybe number one.
No, Cedric's my number one, Cedric the Entertainer. And maybe we'll hear from him later, Mike. What do you think?
I hope not. I hope Mike has his own list. Number nine.
Mike has Mike's list, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Be independent. Number nine on my list of my favorite all-time golfers, and I was fortunate enough to get to write about this this gentleman when the U.S. Senior Open was played over at Prairie Dunes in Hutchinson. I actually... was inside the ropes and walked with him for 18 holes, Gary Player. That was one of the thrilling days of my career. Just walking 18 with Gary Player.
I,
I wrote down the wrong guy in one of my impressions, so I got to make sure I don't say it out loud.
I was going to say, Bob, I met Gary Player in a tournament in Greenville, South Carolina, a pro-am down that they did down there that Jay Haas used to have, and what a gracious gentleman he was, or is.
Absolutely, yeah. And he could not have been better. Now, this was during a practice round, but yeah. Still, I mean, you're rubbing shoulders with Gary Player for 18 holes. You're hearing him talk about the course and the shots he's made. It just, I relive that day quite often. Jeff, number 9 on your list of celebrity impersonation.
Yeah, I'm starting a little bit of an SNL run. The issue with some of these SNL impressions is narrowing the impression down from, you know, the person who does a bunch
of
impressions.
So that's just a lot of words to say this will fall flat.
No, this is a really good one. Kate McKinnon as Ellen, number 9. I love the little dance she does. It's just hilarious.
Yeah. Those were pretty funny. So, yeah.
You know that will be making an appearance in the new season, yeah, with all the controversy that surrounded Ellen over the summer.
Mike's list of top 10 comedians. Where are you with number 9, Mike?
Number 9 for me. This is someone that a lot of younger folks, I really wish that they would go watch this guy because he was a comedic genius. Mr. Jonathan Winters.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for that. There is a wonderful YouTube presentation of Jonathan Winters appearing with Robin Williams on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And those two just improvising. And Johnny Carson just completely lost it. Jeff, go watch that sometime when you're not doing that.
I sure will.
Oh, seriously.
I think Carson had water or something coming through his nose. He was laughing so hard.
It was good stuff. All right, number 8 we are at. My list is my favorite golfers of all time. Number 8, just a kid, just burst on the scene, won the PGA Championship. I'm picking him to win the U.S. Open. I really like this guy. I've looked into him a little bit. I've watched some of his interviews. Colin Morikawa is already at number 8 on my all-time favorite golfer, a bullet.
Okay, well, when he falters, you have to stand by him. When he finishes 38th at the Farmers Insurance Open or something.
Oh, every golfer has that.
I get that, but
the greatness of golfer is not winning every – I mean, the greatness of a golfer is
– But the greatness of your list is sticking with somebody.
This guy's going to be the real deal.
Well,
I'm sure he
said that about Spieth and others who –
I would never have put Spieth in my top 10. Number 8 on your list of celebrity impersonations.
Continuing an SNL run, number 8 is Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump.
Only number 8?
Yeah. But he does it really well. It's a little overdone. I mean, I've seen it probably enough by now, but it's still a good impression. So it makes the list.
What about you, Mike? Number 8 on your list of favorite comedians.
Number 8 for me would be Mr. Kevin Hart. I love Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. Jeff, your thoughts on that? Just a hmm.
He's all right. What's the best joke he's ever told? I mean, does he tell jokes or does he just kind of talk funny and bring – he's very energetic. He's entertaining. I just don't know if he's traditionally funny the way I think of funny.
I think he's funny in his movies, but he doesn't tell jokes as much as he tells stories.
Right.
There's a difference, and I think he's a great storyteller, and he tells some really funny stories. I like Kevin Hart, so.
The reason why.
Good for you. There's a comedian I just thought of that I hope is in your top 10. I'm not going to give his name until we come to the end, but no one would suspect that I would have this person in my top 10, and I hope he's in yours. He would definitely be in mine. Number 7 of my favorite all-time golfers, and I appreciated this guy. Not only was he a really good golfer, but he was so much fun to watch. The personality dripped from Chichi Rodriguez. And you haven't...
list is all over the place.
I just loved watching him play. And the thing where he made a putt and he slammed the putter into what would be a holster. Do you remember that, Mike?
Yeah. Like a sword, yeah.
Yeah.
His signature move.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Jeff, 7 on your list of celebrity impersonation.
Number seven, continuing the Saturday Night Live theme, Bill Hader as Keith Morrison of Dateline NBC fame. Someone was conspiring against her.
Boy, that one is a real reach.
No, it's not. That's a great impression.
Aye.
But Bill Hader does a ton of good ones, and it was tough, but that's the one for me.
That's the one.
Yes.
Huh. Well, good try.
You're grateful for Saturday Night Live, aren't you, Jeff?
Well, it's produced a lot of great impressionists over the years.
Yeah.
Number seven for you, Mike, on your list of your favorite comedians.
Another guy that I like a lot, Mr. Chris Rock. I love Chris Rock. I think he's hilarious.
I was hoping he would appear, but he's not the one I have in mind. But there's no question.
Chris, good one.
If Chris Rock isn't in your top 10 list of favorite comedians, you need to go back and look at your top 10 list. Do you agree with that, Jeff?
I guess I need to go back and look at
it. He's not in your top 10 list?
I don't know. I'd have to really construct a top 10. I know we've done it on this show way back, even before we had Mike on, but I don't think he was on it.
Well, there's I don't want to give any names because Mike might have them on their list, but I've just thought of another one that would make my list of comedians. Oh, I should have done comedians.
I usually prefer out on the road comedians, like working daily comedians over the more famous, like superstar.
Chris Rock and the new Fargo episodes that are starting here in a week and a half or so. I can't wait for that. Talk about interesting casting.
And I think what Jeff needs to remember, too, Jeff needs to remember that all these guys started on the road. Just because they didn't end up on the road doesn't mean they weren't there. So
They made it big, so now Jeff holds that against them.
Not necessarily, but I just like the people that are still grinding. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I don't know what you're saying.
There's character in that to me.
So give me an example of somebody who's still grinding.
Todd Glass. He's one of my all-time favorite comedians, and he's on the road, and he's just a comedian. He's a comedian's comedian. I would even say Brian Regan is that way. He's really, really famous, but he's out doing theaters, and he's working out
material.
Maybe
those guys will be on Mike's list.
Maybe.
Number six for me as we move into our top six, my all-time favorite golfers, the Walrus. Craig Stadler.
Really?
Oh, loved watching
him. What in the world is this?
Loved watching him play. And he was dang good, if you don't mind me saying so. But I just, the kid was.
I'm surprised at your list. I
what about you, Mike? You like that, don't you?
I like Stadler. I thought, talk about the Wallers. He could drive a ball. He had a great mid-game. And he had a great personality as well, so I can see that.
I like characters in the game of golf, and he was a character as well as being a heck of a player. Number six on Jeff's list of celebrity impersonations.
We're going to dip into the sports realm here a little bit. Another guy who does a lot of good impressions, and it's tough to narrow down, but Jamie Foxx as Doc Rivers. If you haven't heard that one, it's absolutely classic. He's done it on the Jimmy Fallon show a couple times, the Tonight Show.
Yep. Boy, your people list know. Is being met with.
People know. Trust me.
They know?
There are some where I know they don't know. There are a couple even more later on in this list where I know people don't know. But they know Jamie Foxx as Doc Rivers. That's out there.
Have you seen it, Mike?
Yes, I have. I think Jamie Foxx is a great impressionist, period. I mean, he does more than just one or two characters. He does a lot of characters.
He's great. Number six for you on your favorite comedians list.
On a lot of people's list, he would be much higher, but he's sixth on mine because of all this. On my list, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, that is a little bit surprising that he's that low, but I can't wait to hear the top fives. Let's start with Jeff as we enter our top five.
Really? I'm starting now?
Jeff, who's your fifth favorite celebrity impersonation?
Another guy that does a ton of impressions, all of them good. For me, the best one, though, from Jay Farrow is Denzel Washington.
I'll have to look that up.
Amazing. Surprised you haven't seen it.
I think I have seen it, but it's been a long time. Jay Farrow. doing Denzel Washington.
I love a good Denzel Washington impression. Jamie Foxx does a good one, too, but I chose Jay Farrow's rendition this time.
Number five on my list of my favorite golfers is Phil Mickelson. Now, some will say you either love or don't like Phil.
Pretty much, yeah.
I kind of love him.
Mm, okay.
You're of that don't
I'm
like him.
I'm not in Phil's camp.
Where are you on Phil Mickelson, Mike Furches?
I like Mickelson. I don't know if he'd be in my top 10, but I like him okay. I mean,
I like
nothing wrong
kid.
With that. Getting your pick. Yeah.
Yeah. He gambles. He loses money. I like those kinds of people. Number five on your list. Number five on your list of favorite comedians.
If I said the king of insults, who would I be talking about?
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Who are you talking about?
Don Rickles.
Of course.
Thank you so
Mr.
much.
Mr. Warmth.
I'd like to hear you just talk a little bit about him and what he meant to you as you were growing up. I'm curious to know.
Well, he lived at an era of comedians. I don't know if he would be successful today. And it's kind of sad.
Tougher.
You have people like him and Lenny Bruce, and they just when it came to roasting others, there was no one that could master Don Rickles when it came to a roast, whether that be for Dean Martin or for whoever it would be. And he taught me that it's okay to make fun, you know, and it's okay to be made fun of. That was probably more important than anything, that sometimes being roasted or being made fun of is a sign of affection. And he was definitely dirty. He was definitely a king of insults, but he helped break the way for a lot of comedians. Incredibly important.
Tremendously funny, too. Let's get to Jason, who's holding on the hotline. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, great. Thank you.
Hey, just wanted to point out, this guy actually fits on all three of your lists, Bill Murray. He's a great golfer, great comedian, and good impressionist.
There you go. That's a good get.
That's a really good pickup right there. Yeah.
Thank you, Jason.
Have a good evening, guys.
Yeah, I like. He does kind of fit into all of our categories.
A little bit.
Number four, we move to Jeff. What do you have for celebrity impersonation?
This is an obscure one. Not many people are going to know either the comedian or the person he's doing an impression of, but it is an absolutely perfect impression if you know the guy. So it's a comedian named James Adomian, and he's doing an impression of a former radio personality named Tom Likas. And it's probably the most accurate.
I know Tom Likas.
It's probably the most accurate impression I've ever heard. It is spot on, perfect. And James Adomian does a lot of really good impressions.
Hmm.
Jesse Ventura, Bernie Sanders.
I don't know the guy.
He's funny. He's one of those road comedians. He's out there kicking.
One of those road comedians that nobody knows. All right. Mike, where are you?
They should.
Number four. Where are we? Number three. What?
Number four
for Mike.
Number four.
Number four on your favorite comedians.
I'll give it away off the intro. That's about time the dude got some respect, Mr. Rodney Dangerfield.
I love it. Thank you for that one too. That's another one that I occasionally go to YouTube to watch his appearances on the Tonight Show, and they're always hilarious. I don't know. Jeff, do you like Rodney Dangerfield?
He's fine. He's not someone that I've latched onto, but he's one of those guys that is completely revered by today's generation of comedians.
As he should be. Number four on my list, I got out of order here, so we'll return to the order. Number four on my list is Rory McIlroy. I really like Rory McIlroy. I hope he does well. Nobody picked him. Well, yeah, Jeff
I picked him.
I should have picked him. Doggone it.
Gosh.
Rory McIlroy on my list of golfers. Let's move into our top three with Jeff first.
Yeah, this is another one.
Celebrity impersonations that no one knows the celebrity
or
the person they're impersonating.
I think people know the comedian maybe more in this instance than James Adomian. And this impression happened during the middle of a stand-up special, and it was about 15 seconds. And I don't think I've ever heard him do it again. But it's a comedian named Mike Epps, and he's doing an impression of Judge Mathis. It's just absolutely
That really?
It's just absolutely fantastic. It is hilarious. The first time I heard it, I fell out of a window. I mean, it was that funny.
You fell out of a window.
Not literally, but I might as well have.
I don't know. Number three for me on my list of all my all-time favorite golfers. Now, this guy is more subdued. He just kind of ambled around the golf course. Never really brought much attention to himself. But I just adore Ernie Els. Always loved watching him play. And I admired the guy. I really like Ernie Els. He's number three on my list of all-time favorite golfers. Mike, where are you on comedians, number three?
Number three, that man that gave us the words that we can't say on the radio, George Carlin.
George Carlin.
You're going old school consistently now, which I...
Nothing wrong
You
with
can't
that.
Go wrong with George Carlin. Rickles, Dangerfield, and Carlin, that's a pretty good middle of the order.
I think comedy is the one... Maybe not the one, but maybe the most in entertainment, the one venue that's respected by its current performers, the history of it. That was the worst constructed sentence in the history.
I honestly dozed off.
But I think people understand what I'm saying. Maybe.
Yeah.
If they do.
Try saying it again.
Its history is most revered by its current performers. That's the entertainment industry, I think, carries that distinction.
Now we move into top two. You're not going to have a couple guys that I wanted you to have, Mike. Jeff may not have a guy that I wanted him to have, and it's disappointing. Number two for you, Jeff.
I think I'll have the guy you want me to have, but we'll see. Number two, sports impressionist, does a lot of great ones. Think they're all hilarious. Frank Caliendo.
Thank you.
The one I'm choosing is John Gruden.
Well, that's his most famous.
Yeah, but he does a lot of famous ones.
But he does Gruden the best. And Frank Caliendo is a guy that I absolutely could not believe I'd heard his name earlier.
No, there he is, right there at number two.
Frank Caliendo, one of the best. Number two for me on my list of my favorite golfers is Lee Trevino.
Crickets.
How can you say cricket?
I don't know. What do you say about Lee Trevino?
Jeff must be in a soundproof room or something, because there are no crickets on that one for me.
No.
He was in Happy Gilmore. That's something good.
He's one of the most colorful golfers, one of the most interesting people in sports, not just golf. Lee Trevino would potentially crack my top 10 list of sports figures.
Top 10?
Oh, the guy.
And he's only your number two golfer? That's interesting.
Yeah, I follow golf for a long time.
I get it.
Number two for you, Mike, on your list of comedians.
Number two, the late, great Richard Pryor.
Well, you can't go wrong with Richard Pryor. I will be very curious to see who's number one, but Richard Pryor, great choice. Yeah. Now we move into our favorites. I will start first. And this is no shock, and I'm leaving some huge names in golf off my list, but my favorite golfer of all time was one of the first golfers I even knew about, and that was Arnold Palmer. As a kid, I remember watching golf on television with my dad. He watched a little bit, and just seeing the throng of fans that adored Arnold Palmer kind of got to me, so he's always been my favorite golfer.
You on board with that, Mike?
I'd go with either Palmer or Nicklaus. Either one of those two would be in my top 10 for sure. I'm kind of surprised that Jack Nicklaus wasn't in there.
Well, Nicklaus would probably be number one on my list of greatest golfers. But
not favorite.
He was too stoic for me.
Yeah.
But he was colorful in his own way, that blonde hair. I mean, I could see Nicklaus. Number one, Jeff, you're... Famous impersonation.
Who do you think? Like, who's doing the impression in your brain of my number one?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, it's maybe the greatest. I don't know.
Rich Little.
No, I know he is. But my number one is, I can't say enough good things about it. Best impression ever. Dana Carvey as Dennis Miller.
That's a good one.
Hilarious. Yeah. He does that so good with the big words and the babe and all. It's just perfect. I love it. Number one, Dana Carvey as Dennis Miller.
Dana Carvey as Dennis Miller, number one on Jeff's list of celebrity impersonations. Mike, I am very eager to hear your number one, and then I've got a bone to pick.
Okay, this person has made me laugh more than anybody ever, Robin Williams.
I can't argue with you there, obviously. You've picked the greatest icons in comedy. I mean, how could we really have a debate about your list?
No women.
I think you do.
There are no women.
I didn't have any either.
There are no women on your list. There are no women.
Oh, I did have one, Kate McKinnon.
There are no women on my list.
Unfortunate.
Which is a little bit. Nancy Lopez would certainly admired her as a golfer. So yeah, but Mike, recap your top 10 for us, and then I want to ask you a question.
Number 10, Bernie Mac. Then number 9, Jonathan Winters. 8, Kevin Hart. 7, Chris Rock. 6, Eddie Murphy. 5, Don Rickles. 4, Rodney Dangerfield. 3, George Carlin. 2, Richard Pryor. Number 1, Robin Williams.
All right, where's John Mulaney on your list?
He's not on my list.
Jeff, you not?
Yeah, I like him. He's funny, but
there's no one who makes me laugh on Saturday Night Live when he hosts like John Mulaney. There's just something about that guy and his delivery.
He tells great jokes too.
He's a genius. And my real bone to pick with you, and I would have never thought this 5 years ago, Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, and I've seen Foxworthy twice. And, I mean, you got Larry the Cable Guy, Jeff Foxworthy. Foxworthy's the best of all the blue-collar guys, I think. And I'm looking at a historical perspective. I think that Foxworthy still has a little ways to go, and I know you'll probably disagree with that. But I like Foxworthy a lot.
He just caught me off guard. We had him on our show, and he was funny.
Yeah.
And then I went to see him at the Kansas Star Casino with my wife, and I was literally crying for an hour because I was laughing so hard, and I did not expect that.
I'm surprised. I've been listening to Foxworthy for 25 years. How did that never trickle down to you?
I don't get it. Jeff, your list is, what's your list?
My list
quickly.
Of top 10 impressions. Number 10, Bruce Pritchard as Jim Cornette. I get it. Nobody knows. Kate McKinnon as Ellen. Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump. Bill Hader as Keith Morrison. Jamie Foxx as Doc Rivers. Jay Farrow as Denzel Washington. James Adomian as Tom Likas. Mike Epps as Judge Mathis. Frank Caliendo as John Gruden. And number 1, Dana Carvey as Dennis Miller.
And my list of my favorite golfers, 10, Jason Day. 9, Gary Player. Well, you talk about a difference. And 8, Colin Morikawa. So golfers from 3 different generations, pretty much. 7, Chichi Rodriguez. 6, Craig Stadler. 5, Phil Mickelson. 4, Rory McIlroy. 3, Ernie Els. Number 2, Lee Trevino. And my favorite golfer, Arnold Palmer. Mike, thanks so much for participating in this. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it as well. Have a good one.
Good luck at your gig tonight down at Barleycorn starting at 8 o'clock. We will be back. We'll highlight an educator, as we're doing on the show, for the next few weeks. Jillian King from Wichita Collegiate. She has an interesting background. You'll want to hear her story. That's next, coming up, The Drive on KFA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.